Radio.
It's time for the Swap Shop Hour. Give us a call at 740-383-9944. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're going to sell it, we're going to tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're going to try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Hey, it's time for Swap Shop. You know, the program we don't get a whole lot of calls for during the winter, but that's okay. We have a good time. We do have people that send in stuff, and you can do that too. It's a lot easier to just put it in an envelope and mail it to us, or you can drop it by at the station, or you can call us and tell us what's going on. The way it works on Swap Shop is if you have an item that you're trying to sell, let's say you're trying to sell your ice skates. Let's hope we don't need them anymore. I did notice that one of the days coming up, it's going to get down to 19 degrees during the night. But most of the days from now on are going to at least get well above freezing during the day. Let's say you're trying to sell your ice skates that you had this winter, and you can get what you do is you call the radio station here, 740-383-9944. You call us and you say you announce on the air what type of item you have, your ice skates, what size they are. You know, you might give what color they are, if they're hockey skates or if they're figure skates, leather, plastic, you know, that sort of stuff. Give information about the item you're trying to sell. You can tell us what price you're trying to sell, or you can say, I'll negotiate with the person when they call me. It's usually a pretty good idea to give them a starting point, though. And we'll put it on the air, and hopefully we'll sell your ice skates for you. Now, you'll have to give your phone number as well so that they can contact you, and we'll try and get rid of it for you. Now, the other thing might happen. You might be looking for ice skates. I don't know why now, but you might be looking for something. Call in. Tell us what you're looking for. You might mention what price you'll pay. And definitely, you need to give us your phone number, and hopefully people will give you a call and tell you, I'll pay you $5 for those ice skates, or, you know, something like that. So it'll get you together with somebody that's looking for the item you're trying to sell. Now, quite often we have people either send us in information about events, or they will send in information about items that they want to sell or items that they want to buy. And the way you do that is you send it to WWGH 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. I'll give you that again. It's WWGH 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Is that right? 43302. That's right. If you want to call us, don't forget, the number is 740-383-9944. Some of the things that have been sent in to us, like James Anderson already dropped off his program for us. And let's see, the first item on the list, he doesn't have anything for next week, but he has on the 9th of April, starting at 6 and running through 8 a.m., but starting at 6. And don't forget what he said. If you're going to go to a thing out at the Tall Grass Trail, get there at least 5 minutes ahead of time. so that they don't take off and you're left behind. But they're going to have the Sandhill Crane Survey, and that'll be all around Marion County. Come out and participate in the Sandhill Crane Survey hosted by ODNR, and please let people know that you're doing it, okay? So that's going to be starting at 6 o'clock and running through 8 a.m. That's in the morning. You're going to have to get up early, and that's on the 9th, okay? Sandhill Crane Survey. Also, Neighborhood Supper Drive-Through Dinner will be from 4:30 to 6 p.m. On Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, April 26th, at the St. Paul's Lutheran Church down in Waldo, Ohio, 135 West Main Street, and stop on down there. And what they'll do is they'll bring it out to you. It's a warm meal in a container, and it can be taken home. So you have something to take home and enjoy at your dinner table. Also, the Vietnam Veterans of America. Excuse me, I'm having a real problem with my throat. Hang on 1 second. There we go. I got that cough that took it out. Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 1117, is having breakfast on the last Saturday of the month, which will be coming up, won't it? Between 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m., and that'll be at the VFW Post 7201, which is at 1614 Marion Marysville Road, and that is open to the public. If you have something like that that you'd like to let us know about, please drop it off or send it to us at 523 South Prospect Street here in Marion, Ohio, 43302. One of the things I do, especially during the winter months when we're not very busy on Swap Shop, is I usually have some trivia questions or something like that. But today I thought it'd be kind of interesting. I'm leaving town, so I won't be able to tell you this next week, so I thought I'd bring it up this week. There are all sorts of items that you can, all sorts of activities that you can do that are not... They're April Fool's jokes, but they're not mean. One of the things I hate about April Fool's jokes are when they actually get real mean, and I have friends that do those, and it usually doesn't make me even smile. It makes me kind of angry. But this is kind of a neat one. They call it, let's see, what do they call it? They call it the Carmonica. Buy a harmonica. It doesn't have to be an expensive one. Matter of fact, it probably should be a cheap one. Buy a harmonica, then duct tape it under the front bumper of your victim's car. They won't hear anything at first, but they'll eventually notice an unmistakable wheezing sound coming from what they believe is their car engine. How long can you do that? How long can you ignore it? You know, it's kind of up to the individual person, but eventually they'll wonder, what the heck is that noise? Hopefully they don't take it to their... Well, they might even take it to their mechanic, and he's going to look under there, and he's going to find a duct-taped harmonica. Or you will find it. but kind of an interesting way of not getting even, but kind of fooling a friend, you know? It's not something that would be real... You know, mean. So, anyway, I'm keep losing these signs of things that I'm going to tell you about. Well, that's kind of mean right there. This one's called, let's see, what's this called? Rearrange the kitchen drawers. My wife would kill me if I did this. Many people like to keep utensil drawers in their utensils in specific drawers in their kitchen, and they're very strictly organized. They know exactly where the fork and where the spoon is and where the spatula is and all that sort of thing. They could find everything blindfolded if they had to. Well, switch them up carefully and reorganize. Make it look good. So when the person gets in there, they go, wait a minute, that's not the way I had it. I think that's kind of fun. I'm not a big, like I mentioned, I'm not a big fan of April Fool pranks that are mean or that cause people harm or cause people to be embarrassed. That one sounds like fun. You're listening to Swap Shop here on WWGH, Marion, Ohio. If you have something to swap, give us a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Hopefully, when I come back, I'm going to take off on Monday, and I'm going to drive across country with my wife and my puppy, and we're going to go visit my son out in California. And we won't be doing any April Fool's stuff on the road, I don't think. My wife and I, neither one of us are into April Fool's, but, you know, some people are into that sort of thing. Here's one. What do they call? Oh, please use the other door trick. Okay. The more doors in your workplace, the better. Attach signs reading, door is broken, use other door. And you put them at every entrance. You'll have people running around your business going, wait a minute, which door is open? You'll confuse a lot of people. Nobody's going to get hurt if you do that. And you probably have some fun watching them make silly errors trying to find you. That could be a little dangerous if it's a workplace where, you know, you don't want to do that around all the doors of your hospital. You don't want to do that. You know, I worked at a credit union. I doubt that anybody would find that very funny at the credit union because there's money involved. But, you know, you might do it around, you know, just for a short period of time in the morning around your dime store. Do they still have dime stores? I don't know. They call them Dollar Tree, or they call them, you know, the dollar store, stuff like that. We used to call them Five and Dimes. And you could go in there and you could get candy and you could get all sorts of stuff for very low prices. Now, it wasn't like the dollar stores or the Dollar Tree stores and stuff like that where there's a set price that everything is a dollar. Or now, a dollar and a quarter, I noticed at Dollar Tree. Somebody told me they even have a section at Dollar Tree. I guess they call it, well, I don't remember what they call it, but therefore, the slightly more expensive things, like it'll be $3 or $5, but it's in a specific area so you don't get confused. That would be an interesting April Fool's joke, I suppose, to put the $3 things where the $1 things are. That would make a lot of people mad. I'm absolutely certain of that. Hey, we got a phone caller. Let's go to it. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Glenn, you talking about prices and stuff. Do you remember when you used to get, like, those little penny candy?
Oh, I love penny candy. Yes.
Oh, yeah, those Tootsie Rolls.
Yeah, little Tootsie. You know, and I like the fake lips. They were lips for a penny. And
And then you had the ones with the toys that were, like, it was a whistle.
Yeah,
and
I remember.
You know, you could. It was like a Jolly Rancher, and you could suck on the Jolly Rancher.
That
plus
was
blow a whistle.
That was, that was back when a penny was worth a penny, right?
Yeah. Now you go in and you buy a pack of gum. It's almost a dollar.
Yeah, I've noticed that. Matter of fact, my wife asked me for a very specific type of gum. She wanted Blackjack. Do you remember Blackjack gum? It's terrible. Don't get it.
I remember the bazooka. You put it in your mouth and it was over. The taste was over.
but your teeth got a good workout.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
The good thing about that gum was there was the comic strip in that.
Yeah, I like that. And you could blow a bubble with it. That was kind of fun.
Yeah, but after the first bubble was done, it was harder than heck.
Well, I do remember that penny candy. I miss it because it was great fun. And you could go into the store, and if you only had a penny, you'd have something that you could put in your mouth and chew it. You know, it was just fun. Yeah. Yeah. I wish we had places like that anymore, but the cost of the sugar just to make one of those items probably is 5 cents, so they've got to make some money too. I don't mind.
And I remember when the soda pop was in a glass. It was in glass bottles, not this.
Yep.
Plastic.
My father, I think, probably was the very first commercial minister. He put a Coca-Cola machine down in the base in the fellowship hall of our church, and the Coke bottle, the Coke cost a nickel, but you had to return your bottle. You couldn't take your bottle with you. So if you
remember that,
if you took the bottle, we lost all the money that we could have made. But anyway.
Yeah, and I talked to my dad all the time, and he says all the time he used to take the bottles or whatever back to the plant or whatever that they were making them, and he'd collect them, and they would give you, like...
A nickel or a dime? Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, it was very lucrative. It's like, and have you noticed lately, on my neighborhood, guys driving up and down the street on Wednesday and Thursday after the trash has been put out, you know, because people will put big items out, and they'll pick them up if they have metal in them, because they can recycle that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for your call. I guess you're not going to sell us anything, though.
Oh, no. I just wanted to call and, you know, ask you if you remembered all that.
Oh, I love those old memories. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I could sit here and go on all day, but I would take up, you know, I miss them old days where, you know, all that old stuff you used to be able to do. But
yeah.
Times has changed.
Yeah, but don't put too much effort into remembering all the good old times. Find some new good old times, you know. Make your life wonderful now.
Yeah.
I think it's good to remember, though. I do love that.
Yeah, and my kids ask me all the time, well, Dad, you know, all that old stuff I used to talk about, and they keep asking questions and everything, and I'm like, and I spent almost an hour talking to them.
Yeah. And their eyes glaze over as you're talking.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for calling in, and I hope you have a wonderful day. And I'm not going to be around for the next 3 weeks, so you won't have me to beat up on. But listen to whoever's going to cover for me. I'm not sure yet.
All right,
okay,
buddy.
Thanks for calling in. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, I used to love that penny candy. I would go to Cap'n Irma's. That was the name of the grocery store where we spent our summer. We would always go up to Crooked Lake in northern Michigan, and my dad would rent a cottage for a month, and they had penny candy. And they had dime comic books. That's how old I am. And it was great. That penny candy was just phenomenal because any kid could find a penny. You know, you could find a penny on the sidewalk. And you could go in and you could get yourself a Tootsie Roll. One of those little tiny Tootsie Rolls. And ruin your teeth, but it was great fun. All right, let's see here. I got another... Well, let me give the phone number again in case people want to call in. Yeah, hey, and I'm more than happy to have phone calls about old memories, too. But call in at 740-383-9944 if you've got something to sell or if you want something to buy. Now, we do not allow people to sell their houses on this or their cars or their guns or anything that requires, you know, a legal... registration, but anything else we're pretty good about. Okay, just call in 740-383-9944. All right, let's see, what is this one? Gotta text them a dictionary. Okay, I'm gonna pass on that one. No, here we go. What the heck? This may sound too time-consuming for prank purposes, but the University of Michigan's website has collected an extensive list of words that you can easily copy and paste into a text. If you want a bigger element of surprise, press Control-S on the Word page, and it'll save this file, and it's basically you're sending somebody a dictionary. Holy cow! That might take a lot of memory in your... I hope you have a big computer. Anyway, that's something you can do to somebody that won't hurt them. It may drive them crazy, though. I imagine they will probably try to get rid of it as soon as possible. This is kind of interesting. Have a Chewbacca roar contest. Everybody loves that, you know, loves that Wookiee growl, and it's from Star Wars, the movie. And there's dozens that would love people that would love calling and giving their best Chewbacca impression. Create a promotion. A Chewbacca roar contest, and list your victim's phone number. If they're anything like most people, they'll get all these phone calls from people doing the Chewbacca roar. They think they're calling in and they're going to win something, and they roar at this person on the phone. After a while, the person goes, "Why are all these people calling me and roaring at me like Chewbacca?" That's kind of an interesting one. That doesn't hurt anybody. Just take some time. Please don't hurt anybody this April 1st. And don't do something that will cause people grief. If it causes them a smile, good. All right? You're listening to WWGH here in Marion, Ohio, 107.1 on the FM dial. I'm Glenn Coble, and this is Swap Shop that you're listening to. We're not doing a lot of swapping, obviously. We have had a call because, you know, I like hearing from people. That idea of the penny candy is just... It really sent me back when he said that. I started remembering Cap'n Irma's grocery store. We also had another grocery store. I was the type of kid that, for some reason or other, I loved that penny candy. And I would always, I probably made a stop every week. We had a grocery store right up the street from the church where my dad was the minister. And I cannot remember the name of it. But it was one of those little grocery stores that back in the 50s were at this corner of just about every block in big cities. Relatively big city. I guess you can call South Bend, Indiana a fairly big city. But I would go to this one and get penny candy. One day, I was a really bad boy. I went up to this little grocery store, and I reached in my pocket, and I realized I did not have any money. And I kind of five-finger discounted a piece of candy. And I put it in my pocket real quickly. And then I started feeling guilty, right? And so I tried to pretend like I was really interested in stuff. The lady owner, came over to me and she said, "Glenn, do you have something to tell me?" No, I'm just interested in stuff. Would you mind giving back that candy that you put in your pocket? Oh, it embarrasses me to this day that I got caught doing that. Being a minister's kid, I can't tell you how many times I was told not to steal, right? Well, I did the same thing a little later in life. I needed soap. I don't remember why I needed soap, but I stole a bar of soap from a small grocery store like that. And as I was walking out the door, I felt so guilty. I went back and I put it back. And the person, the owner of the store, said, "Why are you putting that there?" You know. Well, I basically said, "Well, I carried it out and then realized I didn't have the money," which was a lie. But he said, "Well, thank you for putting it back," and that's about all. But in both cases, I still, I think I just turned red thinking about it. I hated when I slipped to my lower self, you know. Well, I hope you're having a good day. It's a little bit chilly out there. It's in the high 40s, I think. Let me see what we're talking about right now on March the 24th. It is, what is it? Come on, phone. It's 74 degrees, and the wind is a pretty brisk, 15 miles an hour, which makes it feel like it's only 40. Put your, you know, not your hot, your big, heavy parka on, but I would definitely wear a heavier coat. I wore my leather coat today, and I think it's fake leather. I never did find out whether it was real leather or not, but I put it on today as opposed to my light fleece jacket. Okay, well, hi, somebody's honking. Glad to hear it. Thank you for honking. That's got to be a friend. Let's see here. Urgent request. So simple, but so effective, right? I need to see you ASAP on a post-it note, and then add an illegible signature and leave it on a coworker's desk. Oh, that's a little mean. Now they're going to start wondering, am I in trouble? Is this the boss that left this? Make sure your signature is illegible, okay? Don't let them freak out, though. Make sure as soon as they see it, you might keep an eye on what they're doing. And if they start to freak out, go and tell them, that was me, that was me. But not a bad April Fool's joke. You don't really want to get anybody having a heart attack because of an April Fool's joke, right? Hey, it's 12:40. My last 20 minutes on the air for almost a month, and then we'll be back around I think my next show will be on the 20th of April, so it'll be a little while, and my wife and I are heading out to California, going to drink some wine at my son's vineyard, and it's not really his vineyard, it's his wife's family's vineyard, but he is part owner because he is he's the vintner. He's the guy that makes the wine, so they've got to pay him something, you know. Initially, when they got into it, they didn't pay him a thing. they just said thank you. let's see here. Raid the underwear drawers of everyone in your home and switch them all up. That's really mean. Your mom will be briefly befuddled. But she's gonna know when she finds Dad's whitey tighties in her drawer that those aren't hers. They're gonna be just probably a little bit bigger in most cases, not all cases. Anyway, that would be kind of a fun joke for a family April Fool's Day. And you can do things like that that won't hurt anybody. Try not to hurt anybody this April Fool's. Now, I'm not going to be around on April Fool's here in town, so that's why I'm doing this little primer on some things you can do for April Fool's that won't hurt anybody. We don't want to hurt anybody, right? You're listening to WWGH right here in Marion, Ohio, 107.1. I'm Glenn Coble. If you want to call in, the number is 740-383-9944. I hope you got to listen to James Anderson this morning. He was so good. That might have been one of my best shows with him. He was so good this morning, and I really appreciated him coming in. We did change his day up. Usually it's the last Thursday of the month, but I'm not going to be around then, so we moved it up to the fourth Thursday. But it's usually the last Thursday, and sometimes the last Thursday is the fourth Thursday, so it's not a huge change, but we did change it up. And he said he had something to do on the last Thursday, so this worked out well for him. Let's see here. Let's see if I got anything more. Well, this is kind of an interesting one. you mail somebody a package of glitter. You know, an envelope filled with glitter. And they open it up, and that glitter goes everywhere, right? I mean, do not use powder like sugar or baking soda or anything like that. That could be construed as something that could hurt somebody. The glitter is, people are going to know when they open it up and it's glitter, it's not going to hurt them. They're just going to be aggravated for the next 3 weeks trying to clean it off the rug and clean it out of their clothes and get it off their face. So that's not a bad thing, having a glitter April Fool's joke. It's one that would probably irritate me quite a bit. Oh, there goes the police car. I don't think I'm in trouble. Nope, he kept going. Sometimes people go by and honk like we had earlier, but I don't think they're blowing their sirens to say hi to me. I think he sounded like he was going pretty quickly. Let's see here. A caramel apple makes you think of country fairs and summer streets and festivals, right? So you saw something round, covered in caramel, and with a stick in it in the bottom, and you probably wouldn't hesitate to sink your teeth into it. But imagine if it's not an apple. Oh, that could be mean if you put an onion in there. Oh, I'm not sure that's a good idea. It's an idea. I'm not sure it's a good one, though. And I think maybe you ought to seriously consider who you're sending that to on April Fool's Day. You know, I used to know somebody that was born on April Fool's Day, and that person got a lot of grief on April Fool's Day. But it was a lot of fun grief. That person, he was in my junior high. And everybody really picked on him on April Fool's Day. I don't know if that's a standard thing to do for somebody that's born on April 1st, but I remember Tommy was, he hated it. And matter of fact, it wouldn't have surprised me if he had taken the day off on April 1st. But he didn't. He was almost always in class, so it was kind of his day, you know. It was kind of bittersweet. Everybody was paying attention to him, and everybody cared about him on that day. But he was always having to take some barb from somebody. Let's see what this next one says. Change the date. Oh, naturally, the page went off just after I read what the next one was, so I'll have to wait on that. You're listening to Swap Shop here on WWGH. If you have something to sell or something that you want to buy, give us a call, 740-383-9944, and maybe somebody will, and give us your phone number, and maybe somebody will either buy it from you or sell it to you. Also, if you have an event that's going on, you can call in or you can send it in. Like the next three that I'm going to read you are things that were sent to or brought to the radio station, events that are going on. This one I was given this morning from James Anderson, and it's his Marion County Park District program for all of the April. Now they're not doing anything. It doesn't look like in the first week of April, but on April 9th. So I guess you can't do April Fool's stuff on them. But on April 9th, they're going to have the Sand Hill Crane Survey. And that's going to be starting at 6 o'clock in the morning, running till 8 a.m. in the morning. And that'll be out at it'll be all around Marion County. So if you need information about that, you might get in touch with the people. And I didn't get a phone number. Oh, my. Well, you can go online and type in this Tallgrass Trail and it'll either take you to their Facebook page or it'll give you some phone numbers. But if you need information, make sure you get in touch with them. That's on the 9th, starting at 6 a.m. and running till 8 a.m. There's a neighborhood supper drive-through down at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Waldo. That's at 135 West Main Street. And they're going to provide a meal. And that'll be on April 26th between 4:30 p.m. and 6 p.m. And you can pull up in front of the door facing the parking lot, and the meal will be delivered right to you. And that's open to anybody. Everyone is welcome, so come on down and have food. Also, the Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 1117, is having a breakfast the last Saturday of each month, and that's right around the corner. It'll run from 7:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. That'll be at the VFW Post 7201, which is at 1614 Marion Marysville Road, and that's open to the public as well. I believe that's the post down there where the on Route 4 where the helicopter is. I hope I haven't said that wrong for the last 4 or 5 months, but I believe that is where it is, and I hope you have a good morning then. My phone kind of closed on me. I've got to pull it back up. Here it comes. Whoops. It keeps messing with me. That's what it's doing. Anyway, this is a group effort. Either for your family or for your office friends, find an unsuspecting victim and convince them that today is actually March 31st. This requires changing every computer or device with a date on it, plus manufacturing a new calendar. So it sounds like an awful lot of work, and it probably turns into a April Fool's joke for you, because you have so much work to do. Cracked phone screen. The agony of realizing your smartphone screen is cracked is unmatched. But it'll be better once you find out it's just a fake. I thought they would tell me how to do it, but they don't tell me how to do it. You can buy things that you put on a screen. You know, you can't see them, but they have a fake design in them that look like it's cracked. So that must be what they're talking about. And there are a few free apps that will tell you how to do that, so you might look it up. Some of these things sound like they're going to require more effort on your part than it'll be worth doing and having fun with people. But whatever you do on April Fool's Day, make sure you don't hurt anybody or you don't cause problems for people. You don't get somebody in serious trouble. I don't think I've ever done an April Fool's trick prank on anybody, because I'm not a big fan of April Fool's pranks. But I do have friends that do them. And a matter of fact, one of my friends does it every year to a lot of different people. And I once went to her and I said, please don't do that on me. It really makes me angry. Just leave me alone on April Fool's Day. And she was kind enough and did leave me alone on April Fool's Day. But she pulled pranks on a lot of other people, but not me. Thank goodness. I didn't need the headache. Oh, hey, let's go to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Glenn.
Yes, that's
anybody
me.
Anybody going to do Swap Shop while you're gone?
I'm not sure. I think they've talked to Adam. I think Adam's one of the people. I also think Scott may cover for me on some of this stuff. I really don't know. I'm leaving it up to Scott. He's the station manager, and he doesn't seem to think there will be any problem. They also could run some of my old programs and bore you to tears, but
yeah, well, I just thought
next Thursday, the 31st, and April 2nd, 1st and 2nd, they're going to have the spring telethon at the TV 39.
Oh, okay. That would be something good to listen to. Now, how do they do that? Is it just on Channel 39?
Yeah, okay. They have it on their television. Well, cable picks up some of it. I think it's like on cable, it's like Channel 20.
Okay, all right, yeah, I get
it. It starts at 7 o'clock.
Okay, well, everybody tune in at 7 a.m.?
No, 7 p.m.
Okay, all right. And what do? They sell stuff, or?
Yeah, they sell, you know, different items. They got a whole lot of new stuff, and usually Easter stuff and things like that.
Yeah.
A bunch of stuff. I mean, they do help support the station.
Yeah, and I'm just looking up on my phone. When is Easter this year? Isn't it the 17th of April?
I'm not sure on that one.
I'm gonna look it up so that yes, 17th of April is Easter this year. So, and so if you, what is the date for the telethon?
The 31st of March to the 2nd of April.
Okay, thank you for letting us know, and I hope people help on. Local TV is important to have. I know it. Some people don't watch it because they don't like religious stuff, but other people, you know, supporting the local people here in town is good no matter what.
Yeah. Well, I know a while back, a lady called in and was wondering about it and everything, you know, and I don't know if she found out about it back then, but she had asked maybe a month ago about it, and but anyways, they got it advertised there, and I just thought I'd get in, because they might be going, and they may not do it then, so I'll get it out there.
So it runs 3 days. It looks like it runs Thursday, Friday, and Saturday?
Right.
Yeah, Thursday the 31st, April the 1st, and April the 2nd. So, tune in to that. That sounds like a good opportunity for the city, a good opportunity for the radio TV station, and a good opportunity for all of us. Okay?
Yeah, because I figured you'd be going, and you have a safe trip, and be careful.
I will. We will try. We're one of those people you hate to get behind on Route 70 because we're doing the speed limit.
Yeah. Did you get your motor home?
No, I didn't. I went to get it yesterday, and it had been sold out from under me.
Really?
Yeah. It's okay. I was iffy on it anyway.
Well, you enjoy anyway.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day. Bye-bye. No, I didn't get my motorhome. It kind of broke my heart. I was really looking forward to it, but it was going to cost me around $30,000, and you know, I'm retired. We have saved money, and we do have a fund that we could have pulled it out of. But I don't know. I was kind of in a situation where I'd been kind of not fibbed to, but kind of not told the complete truth about the particular one. But it was okay. He had sent me a message on the phone that he was going to allow me to buy it at such and such a price. And when I got out there to talk to him, he said, no, that was one of those glitches on the phone that were supposed to be, I can't sell it at that price, not I can sell it. That kind of irritated me. And then I was up all night the night before. I was getting ready to buy it. My brain was going crazy. Okay, can we really afford this? How am I going to do it if I drive all the way out there? Where am I going to stay? Am I going to go into the Walmart parking lots all the way across the country to sleep? And where will I flush the toilet? I had all sorts of questions that I was asking myself. So it actually turned out to be okay. I'll be fine. I'm still looking. If you know of a 20 to 25 foot trailer, or not trailer, I'm not doing a trailer. I had a trailer for 4 years and I enjoyed it, but it scares my wife because they kind of bounce around behind you while you're driving. We're looking for a B-class motorhome. So I guess I'm doing my swap shop thing here. I'm looking for a B-class, but I'm really not supposed to do that because you have to do all the legal stuff if you're going to sell it to me. So Anyway, that's what I'm looking for. And we're going to have a good time out in California. We're going to drink ourselves some wine. Going to meet up with Gary Tuttle, who I've had on the air a couple of times, who is the world-class distance runner. He no longer does the distance running. He does biking because he's not too much younger than I am. And so he's cut it back quite a bit. But I'm going to sit with he and his wife and my wife and my son and his wife, and we'll probably sit around and have a glass of Majestic Oak wine. That's the name of the vineyard that my son is the vintner for, and that my daughter-in-law, her family owns. So that's what we're going to do. We've got about 45 seconds, and I really want to thank all of you for listening. You've been listening to Swap Shop here at WWGH 107.1. I'm Glenn Coble, but I will not be back next week or the next week or the next week. I won't be back. I think my next show will be April 20th, and I hope you tune in then. And please treat the people that take my place with all the respect that you've treated me. I can't tell you how many people have come up to me and said, hey, I really like listening to your show. So that's it for the next 3 or 4 weeks. I hope you have a wonderful time, and we'll drive carefully. I promise you. Bye-bye.
You're listening to WWGH Radio, LP, Marion, Ohio. Anyway, I'm going to give